Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 and AM 1410. But hey, also might be listening to us here on our North Platte Kubota podcast. It's Kenner Knapp joining you here today as we continue on our mornings, liking to talk about what's going on in the community, surrounding communities, and so much more. But hey, got a couple special guests joining us in studio today from the Salvation Army. We welcome back in Cayman Landry. Haven't had him in studio in a while, but also we welcome in Vicky Collins joining us today. And guys, good morning, and how are we doing?
Good morning. We're doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing well. Cayman, it's good to see you back in, and Vicky, welcome for joining us today.
No problem.
So hey, I know everyone heard Cam and I talk about Christmas. Well, guys, we don't have Christmas on the agenda today. We're going to focus on the summer, and it's a summer day camp, so we'll kind of head over to Vicky. Vicky, kind of tell us what's coming up here during the summertime.
Summer day camp is my very favorite thing that I get to do, and we have 11 weeks of summer this year, and so every week we have super fun things that we do with the kids, and this is for kids kindergarten through seventh grade. And we are there Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and we just have a great time. This summer, our theme is Spy Kids, so we're going to do things related to spies, what it takes to be a good spy, to investigate and learn different things, having those skills that we need for just everyday life.
You talked about the theme Spy Kids. What was kind of the mindset of, hey, let's go with this theme for the summer?
I had a couple kids we were talking about last summer of different things we could do. And one of the kids mentioned it. I was like, oh, we could do some really cool, fun things with that. So that's just been mulling in my mind for the last school year. And so we're running with it.
I always like that. Or not ask, but I was going to say, I always like how you mentioned kids talked about brainstorming. And brainstorming is pretty cool. So it's cool to see that, you know, one of the kids from last year is like, hey, this is the idea. Now their idea is becoming a reality for the upcoming summer.
Yep. And that's exactly how we got our playground too, was all of the aspects of our playground that we just put in October are from kids. So we have 12 swings, and that is a lot of swings, but you know what? We use them every day that it's warm.
12 swings, and we should have beautiful weather. Knock on wood that we'll continue on the beautiful weather. I know this week it's all 70s or 60s, 70s. There's one kind of mad day, but then everything else is supposed to be beautiful. So it's supposed to be 80s next week too. That's crazy to think. Cayman's probably over there like, man, 80s when he was in here, it was always snowing cold. But
yeah, well, I mean, I'm a summer baby. I grew up in I grew up on a lake, and so summer's my season.
So Cayman, I'm gonna ask you, you know, with the Spy Kids theme, do you have any good spy tactics, or are you gonna be learning?
I am awkwardly tall and not super athletic, and so I would not make a great spy. However, I can tell you, maybe this is a secret, maybe it's not, but it's not anymore, maybe. But we've got a part of what we're doing as part of the summer day camp, we're doing a musical at the end of the summer. And so all the kids that are there are going to be some sort of role in that musical, whether they're on stage or they're helping out with sound or something like that. But we're going to put together a little musical that the kids can put on for their parents and for their loved ones that come and support that.
It's always fun to come away with something or something fun like that. You know, you got the all day summer day camp to have fun, but also come away with that musical. And I think we can all agree the parents and the loved ones are going to enjoy seeing their kids up there having a great time.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Music's more my alley, not so much the sneaking around spy stuff.
So, Vicky, that's where Cayman came in with the music side. We'll let him take care of that. Vicky will take care of the fun side of the Spy Kids. Granted, musicals are fun, I will say, but the spy side, that's going to be a lot of fun as well. You know, one thing we were talking about, we'll kind of transition a little bit, kind of this, you know, Vicky, we're talking about the sponsorship program. Talk about that just a little bit.
Well, like I said, we try to keep our rates down. It's really important that we are an affordable place for kids to go. And so for the 11 weeks of summer, it's $600 to cover the whole summer, $200 a month, $65 for a week for one child. And that seems like a little bit, but for the whole summer, it's not too bad. We have kids that can afford to pay this. And then we have the kids that get the child subsidy because we are state licensed. It's those kids in the middle that they make just too much. And sometimes their parents need a little bit of help. And we never want kids not to be able to come to day camp because of money. So we have our sponsorship program. So anybody could just give us some money for any of those amounts for whatever they deem that they want to part with to help a kid come to summer day camp. That would be super awesome.
If anyone, any folks or maybe organizations, businesses are interested in sponsoring Vicky, how can they contact you maybe for more questions or more information?
They can call our phone number at the Salvation Army. It's 308-532-2038. That's a great way to get in contact with us. We have email, we have stuff. We can go to Facebook, like our page. We have information on there as well as how to get in contact with us.
Well, perfect there. And, you know, one thing I think is very, very cool, you know, especially the Salvation Army, you know, we were talking about in the wintertime. Sorry, I keep bringing up wintertime and came. It's probably getting PTSD from all that snow over there. But, you know, volunteers and Vicky, we were talking about, you know, the camp counselors are volunteers.
Well, we have staff, our paid staff, but we do have a volunteer program. So kindergarten through seventh grade would just be our regular day campers. Our volunteer program, though, is for those kiddos that are in going into eighth grade or above. Some of those kids are not old enough to have a real job. They're really not old enough to stay home by themselves. And this is a way to really get them involved in stuff. So they get to come and do everything that we do, but they also have activities that they do. They help us set up for breakfast and lunch and snack, and they help clean up, and they get to participate in all the things we do. Plus, they learn some vital skills to just being able to fill out a job application and say, hey, this is what I learned. I know how to run all these things. I can do this. They get me as a reference. This year, too, beyond the musical, we're adding some stuff for our volunteers specifically that they'll have rotations that we're talking about, some certain life skills, things that will help them keep succeeding in life.
And I like volunteering, especially at a younger age. It definitely helps, you know, the kid, the individual learn skills as you prepare to get older. And I think it's the best way to start young. So by the time you're in that high school age, maybe you want to get involved in, like, later on in high school, you got some skills and you got Vicky as a reference to help with that as well. Hey, before we kind of transition on, Vicky, any final thoughts? Maybe we haven't touched up yet about the summer day camp or the sponsorship program.
I just love summer. It's my favorite time. We have such a blast. Besides the musical, we do some really cool things. We have cupcake wars and water wars, and we just have so much fun. And if you ask the kids if they're learning something, they'll probably say no, but I guarantee they're learning something every day.
Everyone's learning something every day. Hey, before we wrap up conversation, Cayman, I know we were kind of talking about it. A big day is coming up. The North Plant Giving Day is coming up here pretty soon. Just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so this is not the Salvation Army's first time being involved, but it's my first time kind of being involved with it. But from what I know about it, it's a great opportunity for, you know, a bunch of different charitable organizations that can come together and support one another, as well as the community. If anyone wants to support any of the charitable organizations, I know that's a pretty big day coming up where they can just give donations to their favorite organization. I know the Salvation Army is going to be involved in a couple different ways. I'm getting more information about it every day.
Always getting more. And, you know, one thing we're talking about for folks who do want to donate money to the Salvation Army, it's one of those where they could specify specifically where it goes. That's correct.
That is correct. You can give a certain specification of where it goes, and we will allocate that donation to where it does not go to any other program but the one that you want to support.
Well, perfect there. Cayman and Vicky, any overall final thoughts for the listeners tuning along for us?
Thank you for having us, and I appreciate it. And I hope everyone has a great day.
Any final thoughts, Vicky?
Nope. I'm just glad the sun is shining today and summer's coming.
I agree 100%. Guys, thanks for taking the time for joining us, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.